我们一同来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你赐给我们美好的一天。
Thank you for this wonderful day.
愿主你带领我们下面的时间，我们愿意向主交托祷告和仰望。
We want to commit the following harm into your hands.
我们求主你保守看顾。无论我们台上台下，我们线上线下，我们都求你来保守带领和眷顾。
Please watch everyone here online or in person.
我们的力量，让我们可以一起的来学习你的话语。
Give us strength so when we learn your words.
谢谢主你的恩典。
Thank you for all the grace.
我们将面前的祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我今天跟大家来学习一个题目，叫承担使命。
Today our topic is undertake the mission.
在四篇第四章第十四节里面说到
，Esther chapter 4 verse 14。
所以说，此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，能拯救。
If you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?
所以我跟大家学习以斯帖这个时候，我就听了一个大的标题，叫做现今的机会。
So when we study together the book of Esther, I give a big theme, such a time as this.
我经常想，每一天我们都会面临很多机会可以选择，是吗
？Every day we all face different opportunities to choose.
但是我们有没有把握住这样的机会呢？
But are we grasping those opportunities?
今天我们来看一看临到以斯帖他面前的这个机会是什么呢
？Let's take a look today at that opportunity facing Esther.
以斯帖记的主题就是神的保守。
The theme of the book of Esther is the protection of God.
是这些被掳的犹大人，他们在波斯面临被灭族的危机的时候。
These Jews in exile, they are facing a crisis of being destructed.
神使用莫迪改对以斯帖来感动波斯王，使他们不但免于被杀，反而得到崇高的地位。
God used Esther and Mordecai so that the Jews were not destroyed, and rather they will be greatly honored among the kingdom.
虽然以斯帖全书我们说。一个神字也没有出现，但是我们处处可以看见神的作为。
Although we cannot find a single word God in this book, but we can see God's deeds everywhere.
上次我们学习到以斯帖被选为王后之后，莫迪改仍然做他本职的工作。
In our last speak, when Esther was selected to be the queen.Mordecai continued his job without any promotion.
他并没有得到高升。
And he was not promoted at all.
但是莫迪改有机会把两个太监要刺杀王的这个事情告诉了王。
And Mordecai reported to Esther, the king, that the two of the eunuchs.Had a plan to assassinate the king.
莫迪改救了王的命，太监被处死了，但是莫迪改并没有得到奖赏。
And the king was saved, and the two eunuchs was executed, but Mordecai did not receive a reward.
他没有得到奖赏这件事情，对他来说是一件非常不公平的事情。
This is something unfair to Mordecai.
但是我们看到他是非常有信心的一个人，面对不公，他选择用 感恩啊和信心来对待。
We can see that Mordecai is a man of faith. When he was unfairly treated, he chose to be patient.
当我们遇到不公平的事情的时候，我们要相信神在掌权。
Likewise, when we face such unfairness, we ought to know God reigns.
几年过后，这个王就抬举一个人叫做哈曼。
A few years later, the king honored Haman.
叫哈曼超过其他的群臣，在朝门口的臣仆都要来拜哈曼。
Elevated him higher than that of all the other nobles, and all the royal officials at the king's gate has to kneel down and pay honor to him.
但是莫迪感因为坚守神的话，他不肯向犹大人的世仇哈曼跪拜。
But Mordecai held on to the word of God, refused to kneel down or pay honor to Haman.The generational enemy of the Jews.
他也不听同事们的劝告，他公开了他是犹大人的这个身份。
And he did not take the advice from his colleagues, and he even revealed he was a Jew.
当哈曼听见这件事情的时候，他就怒气填胸。
When Haman knew this, he was enraged.
他不但要下手害莫迪改，还要灭绝波斯所有的犹大人。
Instead of just killing Mordecai only, he wanted to destroy all the Jews.
当他撤先要决定灭绝犹大人的日期之后，他就向王提出了这个要求。
After Haman cast the lot to select a day and a month to kill the Jews.He made the request to the king.
他欺骗并且贿赂王，希望借此来灭绝犹大人全族。
He told a lie and offered a bribe to the king to kill all the Jews.
王也是非常糊涂的，他也不问要杀哪个民族，他就批准同意了哈曼的请求。
Acting out of silliness.Without asking which people to kill first, the king approved the plan.
这件事情引起了苏珊城民众的慌乱
which caused all the people in the city of Susa being bewildered.
可以说犹大民族他们在这个时候遇到了很大的危机。
The Jews face a big crisis at the moment.
在1912年4月15日
In the April 15th of 1912,
号称永不沉没的铁达尼号游轮
The unsinkable Titanic cruise ship.
在驶离英格兰前往纽约的处女航空不可思议地撞上了冰山。
On her maiden voyage from England to New York City, it collided with the iceberg and sank.
船身破裂沉没。
And it had its hull broken, and it sank into the sea.
全船有2300多人。大概有1600多人遇难。
With 2,300 people on board, about 1,600 died.
其实，在与冰山相撞之前，他们早收到6次有关冰山的警告电报。
Before the Titanic hit the iceberg, 6 warnings were received and were ignored by the captain.
但在船上的负责人并没有把这件事情放在心上
，which were totally ignored.
当瞭望员观察到冰山的时候，一切都太迟了。
And when the lookout sighted the iceberg, it was too late.
玩的行驶速度正接近最高的最高速，所以没有办法快速的转向，因此沉默。
It was traveling close to the maximum speed and could not make the turn.
我们人的一生中常常会遇到各样的危机，不是吗？
Likewise, we all face different crises in our lives.
有的比较严重，会危及我们的生命。
Some of them will be serious enough to risk our lives.
对我们的生活会产生很大的影响。
Causing traumatic impact on our work and living.
有的则就没有那么严重。
Others may be less serious.
在我今天所读的这个经文当中，记载的莫迪改和犹大人他们遇到的危机。
In today's passage we just read, Mordecai and the Jews faced a big crisis.
他们的生命受到了威胁。
Their lives are at risk.
因为当时波斯王他颁布了种族灭绝的诏书。
The Persian king already issued an edict to kill the Jews.
数百万的犹太人都要被杀，他们的处境非常的危险。
And the millions of the Jews will face death, and they are in great danger.
我们首先来看第一点，认识身份，把握机会。
Today's highlights number one. Know who you are and grasp the opportunity.
当莫迪改和各处的犹大人听到这个种族灭绝的诏令之后，他们都穿麻衣蒙灰尘哭泣哀嚎，表达他们的痛苦和悲哀。
When Mordecai and the Jews heard about the edict, they put on sackcloth and ashes, wailing loudly to express their mourning and pain.
以斯帖的仆人们发现莫迪改的情况之后，也把这个情况告诉了以斯帖。
Esther's attendants found out what Mordecai was doing and reported to Esther.
以斯帖只以为是莫迪改个人遭遇了什么困难，所以给他预备衣服，但是他却不肯接受。
Esther thought it was Mordecai himself who was in trouble.She sent some clothes for him to put on, but he would not accept them.
因为以斯帖在深宫当中，他的消息比较闭塞。
And living in the palace and isolated from the outside, Esther may not know the news.
他对犹大族要被灭族的危机可能还不知道。
He was.Not aware of the situation that the whole Jews will be destructed.
或许他过得太舒服了，他没有察觉到这个危险。
Or maybe she was living in luxury life and she did not get the sense of the risk coming.
其实很多时候明明处在这个险境之中。但因为消息不灵通，可能身在危险却还不知道。
Oftentimes, when a person is already in danger, but may not be aware of it, because that person does not know what is happening.
通过仆人的传话，莫迪改让以斯帖明白哈曼要灭绝犹大人。
Through the servant's messaging, Mordecai let Esther know that Haman wanted to destroy the whole Jews.
并且王已经允准下旨了，哈曼和王之间还有金钱的交易。
And an edict from the king has already been issued, and Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury.
莫迪改就要求以斯帖去向王求情，但是以斯帖拒绝了。
Mordecai instructed Esther to go to the king's presence to beg for mercy, but she refused to do so.
以斯帖为什么拒绝呢？
What could be the reason?
从主观上来说，以斯帖是一个温顺、怕事、习惯顺服的一个人。
Subjectively speaking, Esther was a meek, afraid of trouble, and an obedient lady.
这就是她的性格，让她去面对这样大的挑战是一件很困难的事情。
And that was her personality. Facing such a big challenge would be very difficult for her.
但从客观上来说，因为波斯的法律有规定。
Objectively speaking, there was a Persian law.
任何人如果没有奉诏就擅自入内院去见王，是被禁止的，而且可能会被处死。
Anybody who goes to the inner court to see the king without being summoned will be put to death.
而且他也知道，他做了这个五年的王后。王是一个喜怒无常的人。
After being the queen for 5 years, Esther was already aware that the king was quite moody.
最为重要的是，王已经30天没有召见他了。
And furthermore, 30 days have passed since she was called to the king.
但是莫迪改警告以斯帖，如果你不顺服神的呼召，那你必定会灭亡。
But Mordecai gave the warning to Esther that if she did not stand out to follow the call from God, she will perish.
同时提醒她得了王后的位分，就是拯救犹大人的机会。
He reminded Esther that she has become the queen in order to save the Jews.
神让以斯帖成为一个王后不是一个意外。
It's not by chance that Esther became the queen.
其实就是让以斯帖在这个特定的时刻，在适当的位置。
This is a plan so that she would be put into the appropriate position.
可以实现神拯救犹大人的计划。
To fulfill God's plan to save the Jews.
神在我们人生中不同的时刻把我们摆放不同的位置，也是让我们可以服侍他。
God.Put us in various positions at different times and moments so that we can serve Him.
例如说我们在哪家公司上班。
Just like the company we work at.
例如我们在哪里居住。
The place we live in.
例如我们有什么样的朋友和邻居，都不等等都不是偶然的。
And the friends and neighbors we have.All these are not by out of accident.
你有什么恩赐、才干和技巧，也不是偶然的，都是神所赐的。
And the spiritual gifts and talents and skills you have, they are not by chance. They all are blessed from God.
神把我们放在他们当中，就是要让我们对他们的灵魂和生命有所影响。
And God put us among them so that we can influence their souls and their lives.
带领他们认识相信主耶稣基督。
And to lead them to know and believe in Jesus Christ.
以斯帖的位分是王后。
For Esther, her position is the queen.
那今天我们的身份是什么呢？
Today, for you and me, what is our position?
我们的身份是上帝的儿女。
We are children of God.
当我们得到这个身份之后，我们要把我们所听信的福音传给我们身边的人。
And when we become children of God, we ought to share the gospel to those surrounding us.
盼望我们的教会能够让三藩若撒的华人都得听福音的好消息。
It is our hope that through our church, everybody in Santa Rosa will hear the gospel, the good news.
我现在想，不仅是华人，包括每一个不同种族的人，都能够得听福音的好消息。
Not just us Chinese, but all people from all other ethnicities.
所以神给我们这样很好的身份。我们要学会去珍惜和感恩。
So God has already given us such a precious position as children of God. We ought to be grateful and cherish the opportunity.
那对以斯帖来说，现今的机会就是拯救犹大人。
For Esther, such a time as this is to save the Jews.
那对你来说，现今的机会是什么呢？
For you, what is your chance?
当我们面对机会的时候，我们能不能把握住机会呢？
When such opportunities come to you, are you able to grasp it?
在今天早晨的城市主日学当中，我们学习了瞎子巴底买的眼睛可以看见。
In the Sunday morning school today, we learned about the blind man, Bartimai.
我们也学习了撒该爬到树上要去见耶稣。
We also learned that Sakai climbed up the tree in order to see Jesus.
他们两个人身上有很多不同的地方。
There are quite some difference between these two persons.
他们的身份和地位都不相同。
Different positions and different honor in the society.
一个是瞎眼的人，一个是训练长。
A blind man, the other one is a chief tax collector.
但他们有一个共同点，就是都是一个抓住机会来到耶稣面前的人。
But one thing in common, both of them grasp the opportunity to come before Jesus.
今天神给我们每个人的机会也不一样，给我们的位分也不一样。
Today, God gave us different opportunities and different roles.
那我们就按照神所给我们的恩赐，能够彼此的配搭。
Let's walk together according to the gifts that God gave us.
一同在神家里面配搭服侍，是何等美好的事情。
To minister in the house of God, what a wonderful thing it is.
如果我们忽略侍奉主、传福音的机会，那么神就会兴起其他人来取代我们。
If we ignore such opportunities to serve the Lord and preach the gospel, God will rise up others to replace us.
侍奉主是主给我们的机会，我们需要珍惜和把握。
Serving the Lord is the opportunity from God. We ought to cherish and grasp it.
我们来看第二点，性格改变达成目的。
The second point today, personality change and the goal achieved.
以斯帖因为莫迪改的话，对神所赐的使命有了觉悟。
Due to the message from Mordecai, Esther came to the awareness of the mission from God.
所以他决定冒死要去见王。
So she determined to go to see the king at the risk of her own life.
按照计划去见王，他说我死就死吧。
If I perish, I perish.
其实，如果这是神的旨意，虽然有的时候会违背我们天而人的想法，但我们还是要学会顺服，就像以斯帖一样。
Sometimes God's will may be against our natural personality, but we ought to be obedient, just like Esther.
在创世纪第二十二章里面记载着亚伯拉罕要献上他的儿子以撒。
In Genesis chapter 22, it was recorded Abraham to offer his son Isaac.
这不是亚伯拉罕自己忽然之间想着要做的。
This is not something Abraham wanted to do by himself.
这是神对他提出的一个要求。
It is a request from God.
但是亚伯拉罕就坚定地顺服神。
And Abraham determined to be obedient.
当他把以撒带到山上去的时候
When he took Isaac to the mountain,
以撒就问他说那燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Isaac asked him, where is the sacrificed lamb?
亚伯拉罕就说神必自己预备燔祭的羊羔。
And Abraham answered, God himself,will prepare the sacrificial lamb.
当亚伯拉罕要伸手杀他儿子的时候，把神的使者把他制止住了。
When Abraham was about to strike Isaac, the angel from God stopped him.
亚伯拉罕是一个非常有信心的一个人。
Abraham is a man of faith.
在希伯来书第十一章第十九节说到
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 19
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死里得回他的儿子来。
Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in the manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
那亚伯拉罕的信心是什么呢？
So what is the faith of Abraham?
他相信神若是把以撒取去，神也有能力可以使他从死里面活过来。
He believed that even if God took away Isaac, God will take him back again.
我们虽然听到以斯帖说死就死吧，好像是一个非常消极的一句话。
When we hear that Esther was saying, if I perish, I perish, seems to be something quite negative.
但这也是一句非常有信心的话。
But it's also a statement out of faith.
以斯帖原本是一个柔弱顺服踏实的女子。
Esther was a lady, weak, obedient, and fearful.
现在他要面对的是随时可能处死他的王。
Now he faced the king who might put her to death at any moment.
但是现在他可以勇敢地面对。
Now he could stand up to face this.
我们相信是神改变了他的心思意念。
I believe it is God who has changed.Her mind and thoughts.
让他可以从柔弱变勇敢，从踏实到敢于承担。
Turning her weakness into strength, and his fearfulness to courage.
其实这是一个性格的改变。
A changing of personality.
我们的性格也盼望神改变我们，能够为神所使用。
May God also change our personality so that we can be utilized by God.
让我们可以不断地成长改变，从不成熟慢慢地走向成熟。
So that we can continually improve from immature to maturity.
我们还记得三次为人主的彼得吗？
Do you still remember Peter who disowned the Lord three times?
他虽然有三次不认主，非常胆小，但是后来却成为主所重用的使徒。
Although Peter disowned the Lord three times, he later on became the apostle fully utilized by the Lord.
在主的门徒当中，有一个人叫做约翰，他被称为雷子。
Another apostle named John, who has a nickname or nickname Son of Thunder.
别人不接待他们的时候，他就想要不要从天上降火把这些人都烧死。
When people did not receive them, he asked, "Shall we call on fire from heaven to destroy them?"
后来他却成为一个爱的使徒。
Later on, he became an apostle of love.
今天愿圣灵也改变我们的性格，我们不受内在性格的辖制。
Nowadays, may the Holy Spirit change our personalities so that we are no longer limited.
我以前也是一个很害怕去向别人传福音的一个人。
I used to be a man fearful to share the gospel with others.
但是有一天我勇敢地向我的小学同学的微信群里面向他们讲福音。
One day, I took the courage to share the gospel with a member in the WeChat group of my elementary school.
他们都是跟我，绝大多数都是跟我有不同信仰的人。
Most of them do not have the same believing as I do.
在我发出信仰的信息之前，我的内心也有很大的挣扎。
I had a big struggle before I sent out the gospel message.
但是后来我就想到了这句经文，死就死吧。
Later on, this passage came to my mind. If I perish, I perish.
当我把信仰的消息发到群里去。并没有像我想象的那么严重。
And when I sent this gospel message into the WeChat group, things were not as bad as I thought.
虽然我们有不同的信仰，但是他们还是很尊重我。
Although having different beliefs, they all give me enough honor.
那我也非常的感恩我走出了这一步。
And I'm thankful that I take this step forward.
在我们的生活当中，我们是不是常常会有惧怕呢？
In our lives, are we often fearful?
大家可以看到在投影屏幕上可以看到约书亚记里面记载，约书亚就是有惧怕。
From the passage on the screenshot here,We know Joshua was a man with fearfulness.
我们也能看到保罗对提摩太的劝勉，提摩太也有胆怯。
From the encouragement from Paul to Timothy, we can know that Timothy is also a person with fearfulness.
提摩太和约书亚两个人刚开始侍奉的时候，他们都有惧怕。
Timothy and Joshua, both of them had fearfulness when they started to serve God.
可能因为他们都是年轻人像新手上路一样。
Maybe because they were young, just like a new driver on the road.
但神的话勉励他们说不要胆怯。
But God's word encouraged them, do not be afraid.
要刚强壮胆。
Be strong and be encouraged.
所以我们看到他们可以被神大大的使用。
So now we can see both of them are heavily used by God.
神给他们恩赐也可以发挥出来。
And their spiritual gifts can be fully developed and utilized.
我们看到以斯帖最后他要去见王，但是他要求集体的来为他进食。
And before Esther went to see the king, he requested that all the Jews to fast for her.
因为他意识到这是一个非常严重的困难。
For she realized this is a huge task, a lot of difficult issues.
他需要同族的人在他的他需要同族的人并他身边的人来同心的一起的仰望神。
She needs all the people of all the Jews as well as people next to her to call upon the God.
进食多半是个人的行为，但是以斯帖要求他们一起进食。
Usually fasting is individual, but Esther requests people to do this together.
今天教会就是我们属灵的大家庭。
Nowadays, the church is our spiritual family of God.
有时我就在想，我们要不在一起，我们也要笑在一起。
And we ought to weeping together and laughing together.
我们要一起的同心的来走前面的道路。
And with one mind, we hold together to move forward.
我们不能有的在笑，有的在哭。
It cannot be some of us weeping, but the rest laughing.
我们也不能有的在哭，有的在笑。
Some weeping, others laughing.
愿我们可以同心合意的，一起的走前面的道路。
May we all have the same mind and work together and move forward.
最后我要跟大家分享的是。
Lastly, I want to share this with you.
当我们人生遇到危机的时候。
When we face challenges in our lives,
我们要学习以斯帖完全的信靠主，认识自己的身份。
We ought to learn from Esther that we know who we are.
把握机会，勇敢地承担神托付我的使命。
And to grasp the opportunity to undertake the mission God entrusted for us.
我们起立同在祷告。
And let us pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你保守占用我们上面的时间。
For your being with us for the above time.
求主你也赐给我们信心，让我们在任何的危机当中都完全的来信靠你。
May you give us faith so that when we face challenges and crises, we can put our trust in you.
让我们能够认识我们自己神儿女的身份。
So that we can know who we are and we are children of God.
把握住你赐给我们的机会。
We grasp the opportunity you give us.
勇敢地承担起你托付给我们的使命。
Undertake the commission you entrust upon us.
我们向你祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.